wheels, a comfortable car, 4 to 6 hours of driving, and a destination you've never been to before. You also need my wife because she plans out our road trips. We don't go from A to B. We go from A to B to C to, you know, the whole gamut. We go to 26 different places along the road. And we just got back from a road trip across Wisconsin. She just does a great job at researching these road trips. And I said, you should do this for a living. She goes, nope, I do it for us. Well, that's good enough for me. Hey, 7 o'clock at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Time for CBS News at the top of the hour. Then we're talking first dates with the Racine Theater Guild.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The former president made a triumphant, unannounced entrance at the Republican National Convention wearing a bandage over his injured ear days after an attempt on his life. His arrival came after he officially secured the delegates to become his party's nominee and announced his running mate, 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Correspondent Matt Piper is in Milwaukee with a look at what's next.
While Monday's theme was Make America Wealthy Once Again, tonight's theme is Make America Safe Once Again. It's believed the final speaker of the night will be Trump's one-time rival, Nikki Haley. She was initially not invited to speak and was not going to be here, but was apparently invited after the weekend assassination attempt on the former president. It's believed she will speak on that issue, making America safe, while also trying to unify the party.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas acknowledges Saturday's shooting was a security failure.
I do intend to speak with members of the Hill with respect to the resources that we need.
Cell phone video shows rally attendees pointing toward the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, trying to alert police 2 minutes before he opened fire on Mr. Trump. The Butler County, Pennsylvania sheriff says his department wasn't responsible for sweeping the roof where Crooks was positioned. Sources tell CBS News the Secret Service didn't clear it either. President Biden is back on the road. He'll address the NAACP convention in Las Vegas today. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
As the Republican convention gets underway, the Biden team is moving cautiously to restart its own campaign advertising after pulling all ads this weekend as a sign of respect. They say the president's goal after the assassination attempt is this.
We need to lower the temperature.
Lower the temperature.
Bring the temperature down.
In the Midwest, severe storms slammed Illinois and Indiana overnight. The National Weather Service reports as many as 10 twisters. Flights came to a standstill at O'Hare Airport. Power's out to more than 460,000 customers. Heading out for the day, you might want to leave your car at home.
The new study published in the journal BMJ Public Health is highlighting the benefits of biking or walking to work. Researchers found active commuting is associated with lower risks of death than mental and physically ill health compared with inactive commuting. The greatest benefits were seen in cyclists who had about a 47% lower risk of death from any cause.
S&P futures are up 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power problems persist for some following more storms last night. We Energies was dealing with about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. Southeast Wisconsin faced a night of severe weather threats as the National Weather Service issued multiple alerts, including a flash flood warning for Kenosha County and a tornado watch for Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The weather system brought heavy rain, thunder, lightning, and strong winds to the region. A Kenosha pastor almost stole the show at the first night of the RNC. Pastor James A. Romke of the Messiah Lutheran Church delivered a Donald Trump impression before his benediction. The Reverend's performance included Trump's characteristic mannerisms and catchphrases, and he did get a good response from the crowd. There was also a big smile from the former president. Trump was attending his first public event since surviving an assassination attempt. Racine's mayor is one of 40 global mayors to take part in an upcoming leadership program. A statement says Mayor Corey Mason has been chosen to take part in the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. Mason says there are benefits for Racine, including new partnerships to better serve the community. There's a lot of mud and muck getting moved around in downtown Kenosha. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the harbor. The work will run 24/7. The harbor will remain accessible to boats, but there may be temporary delays. Boaters are being told to keep their distance from that crane and barge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks looking for a win.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks looking for their first win tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. So far, they've lost to the Bulls and then the Cavaliers on Sunday. Tonight, they face the LA Clippers. The Bucks 6'11" rookie Tyler Smith.
I don't just set screens, roll, and shoot the ball. I mean, if that's what you need me to do to pay me for it, I can make a lot of shots. But I mean, I can also take people off the dribble, be bigs on the floor, and also play stretch five.
Baseball, the All-Star game is tonight. Be on the lookout for Christian Yelich and William Contreras to start and play in their first few innings. Golf, the state amateur golf championship underway at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Ty Kretz atop the leaderboard at 5 under. Tony Romo flew into Waukesha after competing over the weekend in Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers and AJ Hawk. Romo says he's grateful to be invited back to the Wisconsin State Tournament.
You know, the people here are so generous and nice and allow me to play in this tournament, so I feel like you want to allow people to who help you out, you want to help them out too.
That's Tony Romo with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Things are better. We can solve murders now. They used to not be able to. All they had was just the fingerprint dust, and they were stumped. All you had to do was wear gloves and you could murder 3 or 4 nights a week if you wanted to. Here's how easy it was to murder. Murderers used to write letters to the newspaper for fun. They'd be like, "Dear paper, it's me, the murderer. Things are getting a little boring over here, so here's a clue. What has 4 legs and loves dinner? A table. See the next murder." And they'd still get away with it. The Zodiac wrote a dozen letters to the paper, and they were just like, "This guy's some kind of mastermind. He must be wearing mittens or something. I don't know how he's doing this."
And say hello. We've got Miss Vicious here. Mr. Munoz. Munoz? Say it again. Whoops, hold on. Now say it again.
Munoz.
Munoz. Why can't I remember that?
You got a lot going on in your brain.
Thank you, Jocelyn. Jocelyn is the owner of the Racine Theater Guild.
Director of marketing.
I got it mixed up. They're very close. And Parker is the star, one of the stars of the new production, First Date.
Yes.
And later on, we're going to talk about our first dates. Good or bad, horrible, miserable, whatever it is, we're going to talk about them coming up. So this is the first production of the new season.
Yes, our 87th season.
So is this a lot of pressure? Now, everybody's tired. They're just waiting for the first production. You come on stage and they're saying, "This guy better be good."
Well, one of the great things about this show thus far is we have a cast of 7 people, including Parker. And then we actually have a full band as part of the show. Doug Klum is leading the band.
I know
Doug. Yeah, everyone knows Doug.
Do you know he is somehow related to the Old West? I don't know if it was Wyatt Earp. I think it might have been Wyatt Earp. Klum ran a newspaper in Dodge City or...
Well, I have to ask him about this diet.
And I asked him once, and I mentioned that, and he says, "Yes, he's related to that Klum who ran that newspaper in the days of Wyatt Earp in Dodge City." I said, "Whoa! Forget about the music part. Let me hear this relative of yours." So go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's a squirrel mentality this morning.
That's right. I'm going down rabbit holes everywhere.
But yeah, First Date is a great, nice musical. It's got that 7 people. It's a comedy. It's all about the ups, downs, roller coaster of what it's like to be on a first date. And Parker, actually, this is your first official show at the Theater Guild?
Yeah, I was in a Packy Play Almost about 10 years ago, The Tale of Peter Rabbit and Benjamin Bunny, which I was very lucky to get to perform with my little brother as part of the Horlick Theater Arts season. Got to do a Packy play, a children's show at the Theater Guild. But yeah, this is the first time on stage in this capacity. A lot of times as a crew person, both as stage managed once, helped out with props and run crew. But to finally be on stage under the lights is very, very fun. And it's been a blast so far with this group.
Now, tell me the truth. The first time you got on stage in a major role like you're in now, a little shaky, a little nervous?
Oh, of course. Okay. I mean, I'm also an educator, a theater educator, and I tell my kids the same thing I think I tell myself, and I think professional actors who've been doing it for years do it, and it's that nerves is because you care, because you really, want to do a good job, whether it's on stage, backstage, whatever, and no matter how many times you've done it, it's still there. You just learn how to channel it differently. You learn how to negotiate with those nerves, and I think when you're a younger performer or artist, it can be all-consuming. And those emotions can be a lot. And as you do it more and more, it's just like any other muscle with muscle memory. You get to sort of find comfort in it and find a joy in that adrenaline rush. And so by the time you are on there again, it's something that you're excited to do, not so much as a nervous thing, more as an exciting thing.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to, in my high school, I tried out to be on stage. And they gave me the script. They said, read it. And it was the worst reading of anybody who was there. And they said, how'd you like to be in the stage crew instead? So I did. For all those years, I was a stage manager and whatever.
Yeah.
But I tried. I just, I'm reading out of this thing. Hello. Yes, I did see you. And I just didn't have, and you can hear my voice quivering.
Yeah.
And because people are staring at you, judging you with their little pad and paper. Oh, this guy gets an F. I'm not going to use him for anything. Maybe you can sell tickets in the auditorium box office. But once you get it, though, once you can stand up there and put on a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how these people do it on Broadway. You know, the same role for 3 years. I guess it just, do they try to add to it? I don't know. But you see, like Joel Grey, he'll be in Cabaret for 2 or 3 years on Broadway and then come back and do it again on Broadway.
Sure.
He does it over and over again. Then he does it for the movie.
Right.
So it's the same thing over and over again. So what's the Packy?
The Packy plays are Racine Children's Theater.
Oh, okay.
So the Children's Theater was founded 5 years before the Theater Guild. So it's coming into.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was founded in 1933. And so the Theater Guild took it over in the early 2000s and it's shows for kids. So it's been a great way for us to get connected to local schools. So we actually work with Horlick and Gilmore Fine Arts this year. So the kids come and perform for kids, but we also have adults come and perform. But for our main stage shows, people come in and audition. We've been rehearsing this one for 2 months-ish. And like you were talking about character and finding, your own character, Casey, who is one of the date people, she's kind of free-spirited, quirky, goes with the flow, dates a lot of different people. And then Parker's character is very different. Aaron is a little more buttoned up and uptight. And I don't know if you want to talk about more about Aaron. Who he is.
So that's your character's name, Aaron?
Aaron, yes. Yeah, and Aaron is a New York investment banker, very different than Casey, sort of in their philosophies on life and sort of where they feel that they are in a career place and how they feel about money. And that's all stuff that comes up on their date, both things that they can relate to and things that they find that make them kind of polar opposites in a way. Mm-hmm. And maybe how that can maybe complement each other or maybe clash a little bit as well.
Now, let me ask you, is anybody kissing the show?
Spoiler alert, I can't say.
And I'll tell you why I asked that. I was reading this story about, I don't know, it was an actor or actress. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was a while ago. And she said, I will not kiss in a movie scene because it's not fair to my spouse that I'm kissing another person. And she said, when I pick a role, there's no kissing. And I said, wow.
Yeah.
Because every movie you see, someone's getting it. Even on Leave It to Beaver, June and Ward Cleaver are kissing each other. Andy and his girlfriend on the Andy Griffith Show are kissing each other. But she says, I won't do that. I don't think it's fair to kiss another person.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it comes down to open communication. So there's a lot of intimacy discussion, whether it's just a peck on the cheek, whether it's a full kiss, whether there's more
I
to
see
that.
Some full kisses that we're seeing video.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And so it's all about, the two actors talking to each other and working with the director and making sure that everyone's comfortable and knows what the boundaries are and having that very open discussion.
I never, if you have a scene like that, it's a love scene or a kissing scene, what if the two people really don't like each other in real life? And then they got to, you know, they got to tolerate each other and pretend they like. I know, it's acting. That's what it's all about. Do you like your co-stars?
I do. Okay. Much. They make it very easy. Absolutely. Okay,
I'll turn off the microphone. Tell us the truth. Well, that's great. Now, I always find it amazing with the Racine Theater Guild, how you find the group to do a show. Because it's not like you call an agent and say, all right, I need this, I need this, I need this, and they send people over. You got to find people.
Right. Right. And for this show, it's a little more rock, contemporary. It is a bit more adult, I would say, probably in the PG-13 to R category. So just forewarning on that, just language and content. And so we had a really great group of people come out, and you have to do callbacks then and kind of match people up with each other and see how they mold into each character. So it's a challenge to cast a show, and Doug, Instance takes that on. And
is he the director of the show?
He's the director of the show. And then Greg Berg is music directing. Mary Lee Storino is our choreographer. And then Doug Klum is leading the band. So
I just did a show with the Racine concert band show at the zoo with Greg Berg the other day.
Greg Berg's everywhere.
He was our soloist. And when I'm interviewing him in front of everybody, I notice he's wearing a white shirt and there are bugs crawling all over. It was a humid night at the lake. And there are bugs all over the shirt. And I'm paying no attention to what he's saying. I'm staring at the bugs on his shirt. Then I get to go into my car when we're leaving. My wife says, your shirt's covered in bugs. I said, maybe I caught it from Greg. But yeah, it was just a lot of bugs at the lakefront, and they cling to people they like. And unfortunately, I'm the person they like. So you got a great ensemble of people working on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is July 19th through the 28th. This is what's called a bonus show.
Yes.
Now, how does that work?
So our typical season is, our main package of the season is 5 shows that actually start in September. So we have 3 bonus shows that run for 2 weeks. And so this is our first one here in July, because July and August and June are a very, very busy time in volunteers' life. So we really only do one big show during the summer. And so this will run Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and then Sundays at 2, both of these weekends. And it's just a great musical comedy. You can come out on your own date night. You can bring a group of gal pals. You can bring, your friends.
I think my wife will let me bring some gal pals?
She sometimes has her own crew with her, so.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
All right, we got more coming up. We're talking to Jocelyn Fish, who is marketing director for the Racine Theater Guild. And one of the stars of the new show, First Date, is Parker Munoz. Look at that, huh? That's why I went to announcing school, right?
Yeah.
All right, more coming up, 717 at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refresh local news, timeless hits.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word patio to get your second drink for free.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alva, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
All right, we're talking theater. First dates we're talking about with Jocelyn Fish, who's marketing director for the Racine Theater Guild, and Parker Munez, who is one of the stars of the new production First Date, which premieres Friday night.
Friday.
Ooh, opening night jitters. I'm going to put the whammy on you. Opening night jitters. Yeah, I was telling you, when I first moved here to Milwaukee, up on Good Hope Road, some of the older people might remember this, the Melody Top Theater, they brought in big, giant name stars to appear in these big musical productions. They didn't do plays. I think they just did musicals. And it was a giant tent. It looked like a circus tent. It was called a Melody Top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was not outdoors, but it was outdoorsy because you had dealing with a tent flap. You know, it was like you're in the big top. And it was a theater in the round, which you guys are in a horseshoe, which is tough enough. At the Racine Theater Guild, there's no curtain to come down where you can hide for a few seconds or get everything's out in the open. But this theater was in the round, and there's really nowhere to go. You know, you got to perform and then quick go up, run up down the aisles. There's no magic door or anything. But we were talking about this show. How many people are in this one?
This one is 7 people, and it actually takes place in a New York bar. So the stage looks like a pretty hip, cool bar. Got almost all the lights together now and all the set pieces. And so they all dance and sing and are up and down. And I mean, they're moving around the stage a lot. So, and then we have the crew members, of course, behind the scenes, making sure everyone's changed and makeup ready. And
where do you put the band?
The band is actually going to be on stage as well. So you'll be able to see them hanging out behind the bar.
Want to hear my New York bar story real quick? So I'm dating this woman. I'm 20. She's 26. Mm-hmm. So I was like dating my mother. I'm 20. She's 26. And she liked to go out to New York bar. She's not as much of a drinker, but she likes the nightlife. So we're going to Manhattan. There's a rule there. Some of the bars are you have to be 25. Some have to be 21. And I'm 20. Ooh. And all her friends were going with her in their mid-20s, upper 20s. Mm-hmm. And I'm 20 years old. And the last thing you wanted to be is carted at the door and turned away.
Right.
And the whole trip, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to turn away. What do I do? This is horrible. The worst night of my life. But I'm very tall. At the time, I was a little 6'4", 6'5". So I got in. And it's like, at that time, you can smoke in bars. Mm. And it's like London in the fog in there. And I can't see a thing. I can't breathe. So I spent the entire date standing in front. And she said, what are you doing out here? I said, breathing.
Yeah.
How do you breathe in that place? I'm coughing. I'm wheezing. There's smoke everywhere in that place. Okay, let's talk about our first dates here real quick.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, we'll start with Parker. First date. How old were you? Where was it, first of all?
Very, very first date. Or I've had a few real date.
I'm not talking
first
about
dates.
Asking an 8-year-old to the playground. I'm talking about a real first date.
Yeah, that's actually funny that we were sharing some first date stories at the theater. Mm-hmm. And I've had quite a few first dates, and you know, specifically we talked about the show with it being a blind date, which is how the setup for this show is. And in the age of the internet, it's hard to have a real official blind date because you get curious, and honestly, it's part of our show a little bit too. You get curious, and you Google or maybe look up on social media who this person might be, or they're connected through friends, so you get to see what they look like. There's no really, really big surprise. But we talked about a first date that I had a few years back where I did the whole conversation of, okay, what do I get to eat? I don't want to look like a slob. I'll get this and that. So I ordered a salad thinking that was a safe bet. And she ordered the exact same meal down to the drink and everything, ate the same pace. It was clear that we were both very nervous. But I think ultimately the salad was not a great choice. I did not get a next date back. I don't think it was very impressive.
Maybe it was the dressing on the salad.
We were at a very fine vegan place. So I honestly, salads might be the top of the what they have.
Well, vegan places, not much you can order other than a salad.
Yeah. Sometimes they can be a little creative with how they do their tempeh.
Burger, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went with the salad, and apparently it wasn't good enough, so I didn't get it next day.
Some like very close experiences to the show.
Yes, yes.
A lot of there's a little discussion of this in the show of like what you eat, what you wear, how you present yourself, what you even drink. You know, so it's all about you know, the cloak and dagger of. Making yourself presentable to your date.
Did she speak to you on the date?
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, we talked about movies. I thought it was very fine, but by the end it seemed that it was kind of fizzled out.
How old were you?
I was probably 21, 22.
Oh, okay, you were up there. All right.
Yeah.
An old man at that point.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, this is post college, trying to sort of hit the Milwaukee professional acting scene, going out and around, and haven't been to this vegan place in some time, but it's a great place.
At least by 21, I had a little bit of game, but I wouldn't order vegan. There was an old Seinfeld episode where Jerry's taking this lady out on a date, and he orders a salad, and she's ordering pork chops and steak and all this stuff. And she tells him, I'm not going out with him. You know what he ordered? He ordered the salad. And that's not a man ordering a salad. That's what I wanted, a salad. Yeah. And she went. So on the next date, he says, I want a pork chop stuffed with anything that's fat. Put it in, and don't trim it. I want all the fat on my pork. I want to have an angioplasty afterwards. So he goes through that whole thing. Do I dare ask a lady what her first date? Well, see, you, by the way, were you nervous asking for that date? Because that's 50% of a date, getting it out of your mouth. You want to go on a date.
Well, see, it's different. And it was something that transpired and we met over a social media dating app, which is completely changed.
It is very different.
It really, really changed. And that a little bit comes up in the show as well, talking about meeting online. And you make these ideas of who this person might be off of pictures or comments they've made about themselves or even posts, you know, and it's unfair, you know. Yeah. And that's not really one side of person. That's who they want to show. And sometimes that is very accurate to who the person is. Sometimes it's very much the opposite. So it's hard. You make all these unfair judgments, you know, about someone maybe without ever seeing them or meeting them face to face. And that's something we talk about a lot in our show as well.
Well, you can put together a dossier on someone before you date them now.
Right.
Back then, you had to talk to your friend. Hey, do you know her? Is she a nice girl? What is she? And, of course, the women would say, hey, is he a geek? Is he a loser? You know, does he live with his mother? Well, of course I live with my mother. I'm in high school.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to live at home. Oh, so that was, so okay. So where's this girl today?
No idea. And it's okay because I then went on another first date with my current partner, and she is wonderful. And our first date was a little bit different because we had been friends for years before that.
That could be dangerous too.
Well, we've been dating now for 4 years, so it's been working out really well.
You know, sometimes friends don't make good, romantic partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes it's that foundation of friendship that really is able to make it be something that can grow for more. So honestly, it was sort of our specialty. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew each other way back when, and we were friends and went our separate ways in college. And then sort of during lockdown and during COVID and everything, you kind of seen where everyone is, checking in with everybody. And that's when, you know, we first started talking again. And our first date was a little less awkward because we knew each other already at that point. There was less exchanging of the awkwardness of where you're from, this kind of stuff. And so, yeah. And 4 years later, we're still dating. And we just had our anniversary actually past June. And so we're very happy. So
4 years dating. And no questions been popped at this point?
Well, we will see, but not at this point, no.
You want to do it right now?
Could you imagine?
Well, she's sleeping right now, so it'd be quite anticlimactic.
I got a phone. We can wake her up. I got a phone right now. We'll put her on the air and say, Parker's got a question for you. What, he wants to know where I left? Yeah, he has a question. Very important question.
We'll have to remember that when I'm popping the question. That's the fun way to do it.
It's a life changer. You know where I asked my wife to marry me?
Where's that?
This is my current wife. I asked her. I was filling in for Greg Berg, as a matter of fact. He was the host of the introducing the Milwaukee Symphony. Was it Milwaukee? No, Racine Symphony Orchestra at Festival Hall. And he couldn't make it. So they said, could you fill in for him for the night? So I got my tux out of the closet and I got all dressed up. My wife got all dressed up. Well, she's my girlfriend at the time. And I said to the conductor, I said, listen, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend at intermission. Please keep the orchestra on the stage while I'm doing it. So he told the orchestra at intermission, do not leave the stage. And this was the night that our sister city in France was visiting.
Oh,
so it was a packed thing at Festival Hall. And most of the people couldn't understand English anyway. They're from France. So everybody's dressed to the nines. It was really nice. And then I announced the intermission. And then I said, can Terry please come to the stage? And I could visibly see the shaking begin, because she didn't know what was coming. I didn't tell her. And she knew I bought a ring, but she didn't know that was coming down. So she got up there, and I got down on the knee, and I proposed. And then when she got off stage, she said yes, by the way. When she got off stage, all the women started getting, ooh, let me see the ring. Ooh, yeah, let, yeah, me, yeah, see the ring. Ooh, yeah, let me see. They were gathering like a, like, you know, they like hornets. They wanted to see what the ring was. And that's how I did it. And it's pretty memorable when you do it in front of 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know? For sure.
And what if she would have said no?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I had a whole second half of the show to MC. What would have happened? Oh, no.
Is that what you did in front of the crowd so that would be more pressure to say?
I don't, you know, I have no idea why I did it because I didn't know it's going to MC the show until the week before, yeah, so it wasn't planned.
Sure. Just serendipitous.
But she picked out the ring, so she knew she was getting it. She didn't know when she was getting it, though. Right. I don't think she expected it that night. But we were both dressed nicely. She was in a nice dress. I was in a tuxedo. Yeah. We have no photos of it, though.
Oh.
Isn't that too bad?
Yeah.
All right, 7:30 on the docket here. I'm talking to Jocelyn Fish, marketing director for the Racine Theater Guild. Marco Munez, who's one of the stars of the new production, First Date, opening up this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. More coming up in just a moment. At 7:30, it's news time at WRJN. And let's go to the Radio Park newsroom. And once again, here's Stuart J. Waddle. Stuart, what do you got for me?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power problems persist for some following more storms last night. We Energies was dealing with about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. Southeast Wisconsin faced a night of severe weather threats as the National Weather Service issued multiple alerts, including a flash flood warning for Kenosha County and a tornado watch for Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The weather system brought heavy rain, thunder, lightning, and strong winds to the region. A Kenosha pastor almost stole the show at the first night of the RNC. Pastor James A. Romke of the Messiah Lutheran Church delivered a Donald Trump impression before his benediction. The reverend's performance included Trump's characteristic mannerisms and catchphrases, and he did get a good response from the crowd. There was also a big smile from the former president. Trump was attending his first public event since surviving an assassination attempt. Racine's mayor is one of 40 global mayors to take part in an upcoming leadership program. A statement says Mayor Corey Mason has been chosen to take part in the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. Mason says there are benefits for Racine, including new partnerships to better serve the community. There's a lot of mud and muck getting moved around in downtown Kenosha. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the harbor. The work will run 24/7. The harbor will remain accessible to boats, but there may be temporary delays. Boaters are being told to keep their distance from that crane and barge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Imagine being able to detect what insects feeding on your plants simply by listening to them eat. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. That's right. That technology is now available thanks to a UW entomology professor. Dr. Emily Bick and her team have invented the Insect Eavesdropper. It's a tool that's designed to make pest management a whole lot easier in agriculture.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clip onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up just based off of the temperature. And the farmers I was working with out there said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects as they're directly feeding on the crops.
UW entomologist, that is Dr. Emily Bick, talking about her insect eavesdropper. She said basically it is a guitar mic that's clipped to the plants, coupled with a mini computer that starts, stops, and saves the recording of insects chomping on the leaves, sucking on the plant, or boring into the tissue. They say that they have got a 95% accuracy rate with this particular technology, insect eavesdropper.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And Wisconsin's farmer confidence levels continue to go down on their corn and soybean crop. The latest update shows Wisconsin farmers say 58% of their corn is good to excellent, down 4 percentage points. Soybeans, 56% good to excellent, also down 4 percentage points in confidence in 1 week. I'm Pam Yonke.
Cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Only God pulls the plug on me. I tell my family all the time, absolutely, yes. And at some point, there's going to be that woman that walks in the room. There's always that woman just walk. You know what? Kevin would not want to live this way. You falcon punch that witch right in the throat. He just grabbed her. I read this one story. This one woman, she was comatose. She was in the hospital. And she came back to life and started breathing again moments after her family pulled the plug. Had to make for some pretty uncomfortable conversation in that hospital room. Right after, when she came back, like, whoa! This is amazing! I can't believe you all were here waiting for me, my family. I love you so much. What have you guys been up to? Nothing, Mom, nothing. You weren't looking so good, Mom. Frankie, unplug your iPhone. You're at 85%. Unplug it.
W-R-J-N. Let's say good morning to our guests. We have Jocelyn Fish, who's the marketing director of the Racine Theater Guild. And also, Parker Munoz is here. He's one of the stars of First Date, opening up this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. This week, we'll have tickets to give away to the Saturday night performance.
Yes, you will.
Is it the 20th? Yeah, 20th. Yeah, 20th. We'll give those tickets away, so that should be a lot of fun. Somebody going free to the theater.
Yes.
You know, when Cindy comes in after me at 9 o'clock, I told you I'm bad on names. I've only been working with this woman for so long. Comes in, when it's time for her to talk, I blink the lights.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what that is? Hey, you're blinking the lights. I said, no. In the theater, just before showtime, they want to get people's butts in their seats.
In the
and
seats,
they blink the
flash lights.
They don't say, the show. Well, you guys do.
Yeah.
But most of when you go to a Broadway, they're like, hey, get out of the lobby. The show, this is the sheriff's department. The show's ready to begin.
Yeah, yeah.
They just blink the lights. So whenever her show's ready to begin, I blink the lights in here and then I leave.
Yeah.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about First Date and a quick review for people just tuning in. First Date is about what now? This is the show we're talking about, not your private life.
It's a very fun romantic comedy musical about two young people trying to figure out finding the one in New York City and whether or not opposites attract, because they seem to be two very different people pursuing two different things and different interests, but maybe they actually have a bit more in common than they think. And one of the very fun things about the show is there's also kind of this Greek chorus, if you will, that appears and helps them go through, the thoughts they have in their head and comes into kind of almost real life characters in their life of how their lives could go, or giving them advice, bad advice, good advice, you know, and it's all rock music, ballads, any styles I'm missing, rap. We have rap in this show, too. So lots of fun.
Okay, we're talking about First Dates. We heard about Parker's First Date, which it was okay. It wasn't a horrible first date. Just you ate a salad and kicked her off and you never saw her again.
Right.
But it was a vegan restaurant. What are you going to eat at a vegan restaurant? You have a choice of salad or tofu.
Beans, vegetables.
Bean curd. You know, lawnmower sauce on top of it. You know? Okay. Let's talk about Jocelyn's first date here.
Well, one of them, I guess.
See, but what, before we start, you don't have the pressure of making the phone call and getting on and asking, because I assume you didn't initiate the phone call.
Swiping right or swiping left, moron, in our day and age.
Is you've got to give an answer.
I do.
And that's the tough part.
I do, and I'm a very nice person for the
normal. So usually.
So this one in particular, I just kind of agreed to go on it, and it was so boring. It was, I mean, the guy, it was very
wait,
nice.
Before we begin, what year? What? How old are we talking here?
This would have been post college, because all of my college and high school, those are
uneventful. Are first dates.
Yeah, so nothing fancy.
this is a real one. They had to spend money on you.
Yeah. Okay, and you know, we went out to an accountant, and we, which, you know, not to put a stereotype on anyone, but we went out to a dinner in Milwaukee, and we ended up going to the art museum, actually, which was very nice, except it was so boring. There was no conversation. I kept leading the conversation. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you. I don't even know a week later if I could have told you the guy's name. I definitely can't this day and age. There was no second date.
Was he a nice guy?
He seemed nice, but he was very quiet and shy.
How did he know you?
Some dating app. I can't even remember which one it was.
Oh, so you're in the world of dating apps.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
I know it's not a very exciting story. It's very boring. But
okay, I'm going to tell you my first date story. Now, I don't know which is the first one, but I'm going to tell you the actual one where I went out with a girl. She was really cute, Barbara Kirshner. And if you saw a picture, she's a really nice girl, and she was a nice person, too, which really, you know. So I don't know how I got her phone number. I think in the old days, you were able to look in the phone book.
Yes.
And find out. There were not too many Kirshners in Massapequa, New York, so I called up. But before I did that, I remember the room I was in. I was in the basement, in the boiler room at my house, where there was a phone in there. For some reason, my father installed a phone in the boiler room. It's exploding quick. But anyway, so I called her from there, and I was rehearsing it over and over again. I kept rehearsing. What am I going to say? I didn't write it down, but I'm rehearsing it. She answers the phone. And this is what it sounded like to me. You wouldn't want to go on a date with me, would you? But it wasn't that bad. I asked her out, and she said yes. And I said, well, let's go to the movies. Because that's all you had a choice. Yep. This was in the 1960s, maybe 1970, around there. So we went to the movies. I can't tell you the movie it was, but we sat there. My mother had to take us because, you know, you're 16, you're 15 years old. You don't have a car yet. So they drove us to the Pequa Theater, and we sat there. I could count the number of words we spoke on one finger the entire night. It just, there was nothing to say.
Yeah.
I don't think she wanted to go out with me. She just didn't know the word no.
Right.
And or it wouldn't come out of her mouth.
No.
You know. So we went on the date, and we went to the movie. The movie was over. My mother picked us up. I dropped her off at her house. And now I had to see her again because she's in my high school. But we never spoke another word. Well, we spoke one or two words before that. Just avoided each other. But I asked who it turned out to be, what do you call the second? Not the valedictorian. What's the person who comes in second place? What is it?
Salutatorian.
That's what she was. And we were in the National Honor Society together. How I got into that, that's a whole nother story. How I finagled my way into that. But I asked her out on the phone, and her name was Beverly. And she said, I'd rather not, but thank you anyway. Talk about a drop dead moment on the floor. We want to crawl under the carpet, and under the boiler, and you know.
Yeah.
No, that one I didn't make from the boiler room.
Yeah.
But man, that was a horrible first date.
Well, and you know, I think that's again one of the really fun things about this show is it looks at that reality of like it can go so well, it can go so horribly bad, and I think that this show in particular, there's multiple spectrums to how this date goes. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of everyone is heard in a way because there's all these different opinions, and you know we've all kind of been there in one side of it or the other, whether it's who's paying the check at the end of the night, or you know there's like you talk about like the awkward pause, like what do I say, what are we doing, Movies are hard, though, because then you're not really built in to have a conversation. You know, right. That's a hard space to have a first date.
Yeah, but you could talk about the movie afterwards. You didn't say a word.
Yeah. I mean, apparently it must have been a very interesting one if you forgot the movie. It must not have been Star Wars or anything cool like that.
I wasn't paying attention to the movie. I kept thinking about two things. Do I get my arm around it?
Yeah, did you do the yawn trick? Or
I didn't even attempt that. Or, you know, I kept thinking, what do we do afterwards? Do we go out afterwards? I tell my mother to take us to a hamburger stand. What do I do with the I wasn't paying attention to the movie. And I will tell you, I have a superpower. I can remember every single movie I've seen and the theater I've seen it in.
Wow.
That's my superpower, including my first one. I can remember every movie. That one. I remember the film. But I remember the theater, Piqua Theater.
Oh, funny.
But that was it. I can't remember that. Proms. Did you have a problem asking a girl? Did you go to the prom?
I did. I actually went to three Racine proms.
Three?
Sophomore, junior, and senior year. And that might have been just a product of me being one of the few guys in theater at my high school. But I was the guy who looked good in a suit. I could dance a little bit. And so I got asked quite a few times. And then my own senior year, of course, I got to go my own senior year. But yeah, I've made my way around the Racine prom scene. So,
now, were you on that TV prom where you see the people they showed on TV, where you can see people walking into the festival hall? You were on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the red carpet walking through, and then every so often they would do different things. They'd bring the camera through. I never got to see. Of course, you're there.
Yeah.
And I think I remember a couple times my family recording it on their TiVo or the, you know, that kind of thing, so I could come back and watch it. But, yeah, they'll have the camera set up for the red carpet. You know, all the high schools will come one at a time, and it's always a different order every year, so you have to kind of, you know, when we're coming and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, some good times, some cool themes, and that's not quite as scary. But... because you don't have the expectation of it. But the prom askings, those are really big occasions, you know, big signs.
This day and age, too, with the, like, promposals and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's crazy.
I serenaded a girl to go to a dance with. I think this was actually a homecoming. You know, pull up the guitar, you know, and do the thing, posters. You get pretty creative about it. And it's almost competitive. You know, who can do the coolest? You know, set up the little lights in the front driveway that asks the question, prom, question mark, you know, all kinds of different cool stuff.
I'm taking a front loader. Pick her up in a front loader. We're going to get off in the front loader, and they're going to drop us off. And, I guess that's the pressure of being to one of these proms today. Who can out?
Well, and Racine is such a fascinating... I grew up in a very small town that had one high school, and so, like, to see this Racine prom thing is, like, crazy to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the proms are now the... I don't think they hold a prom there. I think it's the post prom at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Racine County Fairgrounds. So they want to bring it back to Festival Hall, which... I guess it's okay either the matter to me. I'm not going. But I was fun watching them on TV and all these people. And the women look spectacular. The guys look great. And they really get dressed up. Mm-hmm. They do a great job. And I remember my senior prom. I'm sure I wore a tuxedo because back then in 72, everybody wore tuxedos. I didn't go to the junior prom, but I went to the senior prom. And what about you? Did you go to the prom?
I was on the prom committee.
Oh, of you course. Want to hang the decorations?
I was in student council all 4 years. I planned prom. I cleaned up after prom. I decorated for prom. I did all of the things in my 13-layer tulle prom dress. It was so
Ten
huge.
Pockets.
It was this giant, like, cupcake thing that I spent way too much money on. You know.
Now, did either one of you speak to your prom dates afterwards, or just a prom and then they're gone?
Oh, sure.
I mean, my high school is, my graduating class was 200-some people, so I knew pretty much everyone in my graduating class, so I talked to everyone all the time.
My graduating class was 970. We had 4,000 people in our high school.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
You don't know anybody. Very hard. Hey, we're talking to, we got more to talk about our first date. Jocelyn Fish, who's marketing director for the Racine Theater Guild, and Marco Munoz, who's one of the stars of the newest production, First Date, opening up Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Get your tickets. More coming up. 747 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word patio to get your second drink for free.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Cracklin' Rosie is getting out of our way.
Did you want to hear Cracklin' Rosie?
Yeah.
I'm showing photographs of where I had my prom. And Jocelyn Fish is here, marketing director of Racine Theater Guild. And also Parker Munoz, who is one of the stars of First Date. We were just talking about our prom dates and everything else. And I showed her where I had my... It was a huge building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I told him it was a T. It looks like a T.
Yeah, it does.
Good. And with we had ours. So where'd you have your senior prom?
In the middle school gym.
You had a post prom or pre prom in the Dells?
Where'd
you
We went to dinner in the Dells because there was nowhere really to go to nice dinner in Reedsburg.
Did you go to Noah's Ark?
We went to the River's Edge, I think. I don't know. Somewhere. No. And we actually hung out at Walmart, too, in between dinner and prom.
Classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
great time.
Okay. Yeah, it's all right. Because you remember it.
Oh, I do.
A lot of people can't remember their prom. So would you, you had your post-prom at where? Festival Park?
Yes, absolutely. And then a couple of times I did the Horlick prom scene, then take that to the festival. And then I actually went to Walden, but I had a lot of friends at Horlick because that's where I did my extracurriculars. That's where I did theater. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, you talk about graduating class. My graduating class from Walden, I think, was 63. So we all really knew each other. By the time we graduated high school, and that was a blast. But absolutely.
Did they make you pay to go to post-prom at Festival Park?
No idea.
Do you have to pay?
No clue.
I think that you do because it's not required. You can go home after because every school has their own.
Or maybe the Rotary covers it or something like that.
I think
there's spectator tickets. I know for sure. But
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We didn't have ours was there at the Big T, and that's.
Well, they give you a lot of food. There's a lot of food there, so I imagine there's some sort of. Yeah. I mean, the Rotary.
They play games there too.
Yep.
They set up contests and everything. Yeah. Oh, that's great. You're bringing me back. You know, it's funny. No girl would talk to me in high school. Mm. Yet, now that we're, 50 plus years out of high school, I get these people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Oh, Don, how you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah.
You gave me the finger in the school. But it's funny how now everybody wants to be your friend on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But when you were in high school... quick, let's duck into the hallway. Here comes Don. It was that type of thing.
Yeah.
But now people want to all be your friends and stuff. It's mellowed out after all these years. And they're all grandparents.
Yeah. And I know that we talked about this already, but like in the show itself, there's a whole, literally a whole song and dance number about social media and mm-hmm. about Googling people and about finding out about people online and where they're, what they're doing with their lives or
what they've done with their lives,
their past history that comes up. And it's a fun number. It's that's like in the middle of the show too.
Yeah, right
it's
about
like
the middle.
Mm-hmm. A little tap moment in that. Not
it's
by,
a whole different world dating online.
It is. Yeah.
Because now you don't have to do any, you know, you can just, all right, here's what I'm looking for. Here's my statistics. Here's my marriage thing. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to do in life. And here's my job. And here's what I look like. And then somebody finds you.
Yeah.
Or you find somebody else.
And it is interesting that this show is actually not based on online dating. It is based off of a mutual connection that introduces them, which I think makes it a little more unique almost in this day and age, because people don't meet that way anymore.
And it came out, what, 2011, 2012?
Yeah, something like that.
So right as the sort of big shift really to online dating mm-hmm. was really blowing up. You know, they had stuff online, websites, but before the actual app on the phone kind of really took over with the Tinder and the things of that era in the middle of the 2010s, because that was really how I remember a lot of encounters and people through college was that was strictly, you know, or the people that you knew on campus and university, you know, right off the bat. But that was, you know, how everyone got to see each other. And,
Yeah,
we talk about on the show quite a bit.
Yeah, and even though obviously we only see the first date, that is what this show is the main first date. You see a little bit of the past, maybe a potential future. But at the end, the question that I think is leading up to the very end is, are they going to end up together? Mm-hmm. Are they not? Are they going to go their separate ways?
Oh, you won't tell us?
No, no spoilers.
Are you going to have a sequel? Is there like second date coming up? Or
oh, that'd be funny.
First baby or something like that? Or first marriage? Oh, what year does it take place in present day?
In 2024. Yeah.
Oh, so there's everything going on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm trying to think back in college. I don't think I dated one woman in college. Not a one. I dated people outside of my mm-hmm. college, but nobody in college. I think I was still in that category. I was, you know, everybody dressed like hippies back then. And I think mm-hmm. I was a little too on the hippie scale. I think, you know, the bell bottoms and I weighed about 100 pounds less than I weigh now. So I was real thin and wiry and I had the big afro hairdo mm-hmm. and I think people avoided me. Boy, this is a really depressing show. I can't even think. I have a good
bring
time
up all your
to,
past.
Yeah, now I'm trying to think about all my first dates.
Yeah.
And they were disasters. But I have no idea. Because, you know, when you go on Facebook, women sometimes don't put down their maiden names. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to find. Some do. Mm-hmm. They use it on their little. There's a space for it because my daughter had to do it. There's a space for maiden name and they put a little tiny in parentheses. But some you can't find.
Yeah, right. You know them differently.
Yeah, and since I only dated one person in high school and told you that catastrophe, I don't want to look her up. And I don't think she was at the reunion. I didn't go to the reunion, but they sent me a picture back, and all these senior citizens are at this reunion. And I got news for you. The guys look terrible. The women look great.
Yeah.
And all the guys are bald, white hair, and, you know, I said, wow, I don't know what happened to you guys, you know, but... You know, you're all old. And the women look great. They look like they're 30 years younger than the guys. But, wow. All right, so let's talk about some other show. Now that I'm thoroughly depressed. Let's talk about did you have this in front of you? You need this?
Yeah, I can kind of go through it in my head here. So
this is one of the bonus shows.
Yes, yeah, so First Date is bonus show. Opens the 19th, runs through the 28th here of July. Again, very fun musical comedy. A little more adult. So just be forewarned on that with your tickets. And then we go into Murder on the Orient Express in September. And
wow,
so,
there's a big gap there.
Yeah, but that set is going to be quite something. We're talking about potentially some rotating train cars on stage. We'll see what we can
I love out. All the Agatha Christie. My wife and I watch all the Agatha Christie movies. We love them. And when you guys did Dial M for Murder, mm-hmm. even though I knew every line of dialogue going into the show, I knew everything was done. I loved it. Because you had great actors. There was the police inspector and the lead guy, the killer. I mean, they were all great. Yeah.
And that again, that's one of the great things is these volunteers that come in and give their time and their talents and their rehearsal and rehearsal and rehearsal and rehearsal to make sure everything comes together and then they bring in the crew and it all ends up working out.
Okay, after Murder on the Orient Express, the classic Little Women.
Little Women, your wife's favorite of the season.
Yeah, she liked Little Women.
Yeah, and we just cast that, actually, so that they're going to get ready to go into rehearsal. And then it's the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, which we'll actually have auditions for coming up in September.
We just saw something recently about that, my wife and I. She said, you know, that's one of the shows they're doing at the Theater Guild.
Yeah, there's actually going to be a movie that comes out this year as well.
That's right. That's
but this is a musical version, so it has lots of great kid roles. Any kids 10 and older can audition to be in it. It's a great way to get involved, and maybe even like parents and kids can do a show together. And then we go right into Over the River and Through the Woods in January, which is a family comedy about a grandson moving away and his grandparents trying to keep him in town. And then into And in This Corner, Cassius Clay, which is about Muhammad Ali.
I am the greatest!
Yes. Yeah. Muhammad Ali before he was Muhammad Ali, and his youth and growing up and his inspiration. And then into Always a Bridesmaid, which is in March, about a group of women that have all agreed to be bridesmaids in each other's weddings. So there's multiple attempts to trips down the aisle and falls down the aisle and tumbles down the aisle.
You know what the bride always says? I'm going to be in my beautiful dress and the bridesmaids are going to wear ugly dresses.
That's part of the costume design of the show, is that there's going to be some
they always have to wear the
very
ugly dresses.
Interesting bridesmaids dresses. And then
the big musical.
The big musical closes the season is Legally Blonde next May. So we are rolling along. But it's been great to have First Date as our opening show because it's not as big as some of the summer musicals we've done. And so I think, I don't know, the cast seems to have bonded really, really quickly. I don't know if you have feelings on that, Parker, but that's my thought from like watching everyone.
Oh yeah, and musicals are really their own special beast, and you get close with everyone because you're doing all the things on